the Two in a Boat podcast, starring Andrew Easton and Suzanne Easton as they travel across the Baltic on their yacht, Crystal Venture.
We are snuggled up in Dartmouth. Actually, I think in the same berth as where this all began way back in June. D8. I'm sure this is where we were.
That's incredible information.
But it's a bit weird, that, isn't it? We go away.
You can't remember it from when they tell it on the radio to when you tell me, but you can remember it from 3 months ago.
No, I'm pretty sure because we were next to the same boat. And when you said it to me, I thought, oh, I think I know that one. But unfortunately, I don't think I made a note of it before we left.
God, that's like inadequate logging.
Oh, it is, isn't it? There you go. The logging, actually, our log did change as we went along. The kind of information we put in and how we're good at it. No, well, at least I did it when we were out. Half the time, you couldn't be bothered if I wasn't there. You
all
didn't do
night.
It.
When I was on my night watches, I did it all
only to
night.
Keep yourself away. But like today, between 8:15 and 12:30, you didn't record anything.
Neither did you, because you were sleeping.
I was recording the number of times I
blinked. Yes. It was one long blink for 4 hours.
I know, but I was tired and things. So today we did a good sail. We sailed from Yarmouth on the Isle of Wight back to Dartmouth, which is 84 miles. Did it in just under 12 hours, which is pretty impressive, actually.
Actually,
I think that's quite impressive. It's pretty good going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good going, yeah. It's averaging over 7 knots, which is very, very good.
Very good. And probably the most special thing was as we got within less than 10 miles from home, the dolphins came out to greet us.
The dolphins came out, they did.
In force as well.
It was really cool, wasn't it? Loads of them.
So we had them playing around the boat, a couple of different lots, different pods, and then we had them, they were just going crazy, leaping in the air, not just one this time, but loads of them. Unfortunately, just that little bit too far away that there was no point trying to photograph or...
And like smashing down at the water and things.
Amazing. It's all over. So we think, and also because of the number of birds, there must have just been a huge shoals of fish or something around.
I think they were huge because there were birds diving in the water and everything.
Yeah. So that was really lovely to get all the way around the Baltic and back and have the best dolphin displays in our own backyard. So that was lovely. Mm. So that was really lovely to have that. And we've done a little bit of totting up, actually, this evening. And we've visited 11 countries, if you include the UK.
I don't include the UK.
Well,
the UK is the country you started. We didn't visit the UK.
We left
from the UK.
Yeah, but we also did the Isle of Wight. And technically speaking, that is another island.
That is still the UK.
Well, I'm including the UK. We did 11 countries. That was the UK, France we did twice, Netherlands we did twice, Germany twice, Denmark twice, Sweden twice, Latvia once, Estonia once, Russia once, Finland once, and the Åland Islands.
Åland Islands.
That would be the one.
That's not a separate country.
If we'd gone to the Channel Islands or something like that, we'd have counted that as somewhere separate.
No,
wouldn't
we wouldn't. Not a separate country. It's the same country.
No, it's not. It's a whatever it is. It's got a special status, isn't it?
Mm.
And we actually visited 50 different places, although some of them we did visit twice as well, where we either moored, berthed or anchored, mm-hmm. or actually even tied ourselves to a stone. So
yeah, that counts as berthing.
Yeah, exactly. So that's 50 different new places, pretty well much, that we've been to. And in total, we did 3,350 nautical miles, and you've been clever and done the maths and worked out what the equivalent of that is in miles or kilometres.
It's not that clever, really.
Yeah, it is.
3,941 statute miles.
And in kilometres?
6,385 kilometres.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Yeah, that is pretty good.
And we did those. The total number of hours we sailed was 576 hours and 25 minutes.
Doesn't seem that many, really, does it?
No, because it felt like Dunsight longer. Some of them felt like that in one, just in that one sale. Yeah. Actually, it has to be said.
But it was, that's 24 solid days of sale.
Is what that works out to be the equivalent of, which is impressive. Which, as you said, we could have crossed the Atlantic in that time. Mm.
And in that miles as well, in that mileage, we could have been across the Atlantic.
So that's interesting. So actually, we've done far more interesting things than 3 weeks sitting out in the middle of the ocean seeing absolutely nothing, which is pretty cool. We've also probably spent a far more money.
Yeah.
And had a far more varied diet.
We couldn't have carried that much diesel.
No. God, no. And we've been away in total 83 days from start to finish. And our average speed across all of that worked out to be just under 6 knots, about 5.8 knots, which actually isn't bad going, really, considering. And the longest sort of furthest trip we did was the Kiel to Downhelder on the way back, where we did 240 nautical miles in 51 hours. And actually, if we hadn't had my accident, we could have gone on, I think.
Yeah, and we weren't sailing very fast on the back end of some of that because we didn't want to hit the narrow channel until daylight, so we didn't dawdle, but we'd switched the engine off and sailed slower than we'd normally sail, just to...
Yeah, and that last wee bit, didn't we?
Yeah, save a bit of diesel and get there at the right time.
So...
But yeah, if you had been on top form, we probably would have carried on because the wind was really good and we'd have just gone round to Cadzand or somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's all right, you know.
That's okay. We've had some really good times on this trip. We've also had some pretty horrid ones as well, but it's all worked out pretty well.
I don't know what the horrid ones were.
The horrid ones?
I must have blanked them from my memory.
Well, I don't know. We had a few arguments, didn't we?
Oh, lots of arguments, yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know, you can't be on this in the same small space for 83 days with somebody without getting a bit angsty. So, but we managed, didn't we? We didn't throw each other off the boat or anything.
Not yet.
No.
Only because I would have had to come back for you. it would have just meant more effort to come back and pick you up.
Which is why if you'd fallen off...
You wouldn't have bothered.
I wouldn't have noticed.
You wouldn't have noticed, no.
And I rocked up and going, anyone seen Andrew?
Rocked up where, though?
Actually, there was that call today, wasn't there? There was a May Day.
When you say, hang on, what, when you say rocked up where? Where would you have ended up?
That's the thing. Who knows?
It just ended up somewhere.
Somewhere it's random.
Gone, wow, are you single-handing? Yes, I am. That's amazing. How single-handing? She's just literally crashed in the pontoon. I don't know. She just turned up here. Anyway, did I hear the May Day today about the person who was missing from a boat who then turned up?
Yeah, I know. That was really weird, wasn't it? There was a May Day put out saying the May Day button's been pressed on a boat and this is the position and this is the boat. And if anybody's round about, can you...
It was a man over boat alarm.
Yeah. And then about 10, 15 minutes later... They said,
Dory's here.
It was an accident. It wasn't an accidental. It was done in error or something. It was
done in error, yeah. I'm not quite sure what happened there. I don't know whether they meant to test it and accidentally triggered it or...
Yeah, it could have been practicing the man overboard manoeuvres and that somebody accidentally did it by thinking they were...
Where's Alan gone? I don't know, hit the man overboard. Turns out he was in the heads.
Yeah, just be very quiet. And the other one was, another one where the Coast Guard was saying, whoever is saying hello, 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 can you talk to me kind of thing? And then eventually it was a, will any parents...
They start off saying, person shouting, hello, hello, hello. Person shouting, hello, hello, hello. And then, as you say, it sort of deteriorated into, will any parent who has a child who is using Channel 16 inappropriately, please stop.
In the Berry Head area.
In the Berry Head. They didn't quite say anybody else. Carry on.
Yeah, I know. So there was and there had been a dinghy seen.
There was a rib found.
A rib found on fire. With two life jackets in as well.
Yeah, that sounded pretty horrible, wasn't it?
I was up somewhere near Southampton.
And then there was a mate. No, not a mate. There was somebody going to Exmouth.
Oh, yeah. Somebody going in Exmouth needed a tow.
Engine failure. Yep.
So it was all going on the radio today, wasn't it?
I think in the whole of the nearly 6,500 kilometres, that is the most number of bizarre incidents. The most number of incidents we've had.
Yeah.
With travelling from the Solent here.
I know.
And it was the most number of radio checks. In 80
all
odd,
in the Solent.
80 odd days of being away.
Oh dear. So it was almost like listening to an episode of The Archers really today, wasn't it? It passed
nobody
the time.
Nobody fell off a roof.
That's true. Oh dear, but it does help pass the time, and also when there is a mayday or a pan or whatever, I do always write down all the details. And actually today, for once, I actually wrote down all of the weather report, the weather forecast for our area.
Why did you bother doing that? We were
because
in our,
it was
we
in English. I could understand it, and I knew it was the bit where we were. And then it was wrong, because it said it was going to be northwesterly 4 to 5, occasionally 6 or something like that.
It did seem a bit excessive.
And it was never that strong, was it?
No, it wasn't. Definitely not, no.
So I don't know what they were talking about.
Last night was definitely that strong.
Yeah.
Last night it was horrible.
Yeah, which is why yesterday when we left Portsmouth, we just went to Yarmouth on the Isle of Wight, which was a couple of hours' sail, but because it was still very gusty and blustery.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it was a couple of hours. We did 17 miles in a couple of hours. Against the wind, but the tide was screaming us along.
Mm. And there were so many boats out. I mean, it was just bonkers.
So busy.
So busy. But I think also there was a race meet or something going on.
Yeah.
There seemed to be a lot of boats all with similar sails and things.
Actually, no, I tell a lie. It wasn't 2 hours. It was 3 hours.
Mm.
It took us 3 hours to get down there. Because even with the tide with us, we could barely do much more than 6.5 knots, I think.
It was about 2.5 hours, actually.
Really? I'm surprised, actually. I thought it was longer than that. It felt longer than that.
Because, actually, we were in the restaurant, that very nice restaurant.
By about 8.30 or something.
No, even earlier than that, I think. We were in there for about 7.
But all we did was use the tide yesterday after the wind died down a little bit, because it was worse than that during the day. So after it died down a little bit to about a force 5, we used the remnants of the tide to get down to the other end of the Solent, so that this morning we could leave at first light and get round Portland on one tide.
And that was a really good thing to
really
do.
Really well, didn't it?
Really, that worked really, really well. And
because then we had a really strong tide out the Solent that tided us down to Portland. And then once we're around Portland, Line Bay is a relatively weak tide compared to that. So net result was that we averaged 7 knots or whatever all the way. So
which is pretty good. And I actually got to see the needles, which was cool. Never seen them before.
The needles, yeah.
And first visit to the Isle of Wight, so that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a beautiful sunrise this morning.
It was an amazing red sunrise, wasn't it?
So we came in.
Dolphins.
Oh, dolphins were fab, and we came into Dartmouth, and birthed up here.
Very well.
Perfectly. And then
because no one was there to see us.
Yeah. Well, actually, the guy on the boat next door pottered around to say, "Well, can I give you a hand?" He went, "Oh, I see you've done it all already." Because I don't hang around anymore these days. I just crack on with it, you know.
Do you?
God, what is going on with
that seagull?
I think
that's a swan fight. Swan fight! You don't hang around now, do you not?
No, I sort of, you know, okay. I've developed my technique as we've gone round. Actually, I have. Have
you
not noticed?
Is it a special technique? I have noticed some techniques that you do have.
Mm. Yeah, well, I picked up a few from other people on the rally, actually, which I thought, that's a good idea, and I'll nick that one.
Such as what?
Well, before, I used to have, each of the lines ready. So on the bow, on the midships, and on the stern. Mm-hmm. So on the front, the middle, and the back. And I used to have them called up. And then I would throw the mid-cleat over and get that over, doing my sort of throwing the hoop technique. And then I would run down to another one and throw that one. And then if you hadn't got off by then, I'd then have to run up and go and throw the other one. Whereas now, I just throw the one in the middle. And the other two, I now have the ends of those ropes up with me at the mid-cleat. I throw that one over, get that tied off, and then I step down and go and do the other ones. Mm-hmm. Normally you also do as well. So it's a lot easier.
Who told you about that, Annie?
Well, no, I watched the lady on Selkie do it.
Oh, did she?
I watched the lady on the American Boat.
Because I can seem to remember me suggesting that technique to you.
Yeah, I know, but that was after we'd seen Selkie doing it. So.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Because that's what... No, it's not, because that's what I normally do. I normally put them all by the gate so I can pick them up as I
step when you're
up.
On your own?
When I'm on my own, yeah.
Never seen you do that before in my life.
That's because I'm on my own.
dear.
Oh, when I'm on my own.
And so we've had a lovely takeout pizza from the Steam Packet Inn.
The height of luxury.
With a glass of wine sitting out on the side and the back of the boat. Mm. And that's been rather lovely. So now we've just got to get ourselves all packed up. We need to get the mooring lines put back on tomorrow for the boat. And then we head back off home.
To unflatten my car battery.
Oh yeah, that's true. The car battery is completely flat. And someone's stolen our tender.
Yeah. So all in all, like a slightly shit day.
Yeah, really bad homecoming back to the UK, actually. Really rather depressing.
Some thieving tow rag has stolen our tender.
Mm-hmm.
A one-year-old Honda.
Honwave.
Honwave inflatable.
Yeah. With Crystal Venture on it. Trailing tender for Crystal Venture on it. So really not very happy about that. Really, really unhappy about that. So that's not great. That's not great, is it? You travel all the way around the world. I lose my phone, but I lost that because I dropped it. We've had absolutely nothing else stolen.
We have. We had a motoring column stolen.
Oh, yes. We think maybe that got stolen in Latvia, don't we?
Yeah, I'm not sure who would steal a motoring cone, but I think there's a little kid somewhere with a motoring cone up on their wall.
And actually, our friends on their boat, they had their...
they had their ensign flag.
And the stick or the bit of wood that holds it. What do you call that? The flagpole. They got stolen off the back of their boat when they were at anchor.
Yeah, that was particularly amazing. They woke up the next morning and they're like, where's it gone?
Oh, I know. No. Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
That's bizarre. So actually, I take it back. We have had stuff stolen.
Yeah,
had
a couple of things
around.
Stolen, yeah. Fairly minor things. Not an entire, tender.
Not a tender. So, welcome back to the UK. Thanks, peeps.
Yeah, cheers to that. Not quite sure how we're going to get back from the boat. We're going to have to use the standby tender.
Oh, God.
The tiniest tender in the world.
Yeah. So that's just adding a little bit of an extra dimension of trying to get ourselves sorted out tomorrow, unfortunately.
We could always try without it and then just get the water taxi back down.
And we need to let the harbour and the police know tomorrow, don't we? And just have another walk around the tender act just in case it has gone somewhere else. But I think probably hasn't.
I don't think someone would have moved it.
No, well, it was padlocked.
Yeah, it being padlocked. Funnily enough, the strop that it was padlocked to was still there.
But they just cut the padlock, did they, rather than the strops?
Cut the padlock, yeah.
So, we haven't really celebrated.
No.
Other than having a pizza and a glass of wine.
Yeah.
But I think once the crappy bit of it has passed, I think we will have some kind of celebration. A two-in-the-boat celebration.
Yeah.
For achieving our aim, overcoming our fears of bears, bridges.
Bears? There are bears in Finland.
I don't think we saw any, though, did we?
We didn't go to anywhere that was called Bear Island.
That was our mistake. That's why we didn't see the bears.
Low bridges, done, tick. Shallow water, tick, sometimes a bit too shallow.
Sometimes above the water.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes minus numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's very good, actually. Yeah, which is why when we came around Beachy Head, you took the inshore route, and whereas before we've never done that when we've been off from a distance, haven't we?
No, we've always kept really far off, like prominent headlands where even to the extent of having a not very favourable tide. When you should normally stick really close, and some of them you get really close, don't you? I think we'll be a bit braver in future.
I think we will. It's opened up a whole world of possibilities now.
Of not being in 50 metres of water.
Yes. And also, actually, today, I don't know, doing the 12-hour day and saying that distance actually didn't seem much at all, whereas I think, you know, just sailing around to Tor Bay used to be a bit of a major thing, really.
Well, 5 years ago it did, yeah.
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 Yeah, whereas now, you know, doing that kind of day isn't an issue at all. And round here it's so easy.
We'll probably go further on a weekend now.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. Yeah. But it's so lovely round here, actually. I'd be quite happy just to poodle again because the dolphins probably come out and play.
Rediscover our local area, won't we?
Yeah, well, there's still quite a lot we do round here, yeah, but we've not done.
Yeah, we haven't really done, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't really done it. So we could actually explore our local area before we go off and do anything further again. But we've both done very well. Andrew's managed to lose a little bit of weight. I've managed to not. So that's pretty good. Andrew is as brown as a berry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm definitely browner than I have been.
I've even got a shoe tan line.
Oh, you? Yeah, no, that's a deck shoe tan line, yeah. Isn't it?
That's quite normal, actually.
White toes and brown ankles.
Yeah, that is quite normal, actually.
So we both need... My hair's gone blonder and blonder in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And yours seems to have gone a little bit greyer in the sun.
that greyness is probably your fault.
Why is it my fault?
I don't know.
I think it was when we dragged the boat off the rock.
Off the rock, yeah.
I think you went a little bit greyer.
A little bit greyer, yeah. Yeah. I was trying to forget that.
So I think we both need a trip to the get our hair done.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are looking very wild.
Yeah, my hair's bonkers, isn't it?
Mm. And mine just looks like I poured a bottle of bleach on it.
Beard trim.
I haven't got a beard. Maybe a moustache, but not a beard.
Not a beard.
Yeah, get ourselves looking less wild.
Less like Castaway.
Mm.
Wilson!
But it's been good. It's been a really good trip. And, you know, we really wanted to do it because we wanted to go to Russia. And actually, Russia for me was one of the highlights, even if it wasn't what I thought would be the highlight. In terms of going to see the city, it was actually the arrival.
But it was interesting seeing the city.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was great doing it.
Where are we going next, then?
Where are we going next? Oh, I don't know. Where should two in the boat go next?
We might just have a normal-sized holiday next year in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We might just have 2 or 3 weeks to do. So I think the Scilly Isles might be done.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe working our way down to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe coming back via France or something.
Yeah.
Or Holland.
Mm-hmm. I did like Holland.
And
we really wanted to do the Mastup route on the way back, but we just didn't have time, unfortunately.
And I don't think we'd have time in 3 weeks to do the Mastup route.
Mm. So we need to think a little bit about what we're going to do next.
We could do the mast up route and leave the boat in the Kiel Canal, ready to take it up to the archipelago the next year.
Don't you go rolling your eyes at me, Mr. Easton.
Not that I'm desperate to get back in the archipelago, but you really want to get back in the archipelago.
Yeah, go and live on an island.
Oh, blissful.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it? Very beautiful. Although, you know, just outside of Dartmouth here, we do have our own tiny little archipelago of the...
Yeah, but nobody would steal my tender on my island.
No. Well, you'd have a gun, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't need a gun. The landmines would finish them off.
God, that's awful. I can't say that.
What, that I'd mine my private beach?
No, we'd just say that it would be bears on the island.
Call it Bear Island.
Yeah, and you just walk around bare.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that is funny. Suzanne did a funny.
No, as I said, we want to get an island in Finland, and then we'll do English teas on it. Sell passing boats English teas, scones, jam, cream.
We found out the price of an island, and you'd only need to sell 190,000 scones to buy your half of the island.
I'm sure. Well, it depends what you sell them for. Actually, in Scandinavia, you could probably charge about £3 for a scone.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, that's only 60,000 scones then, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's possible.
Possible, but not probable.
Maybe not in a year, but... Oh, actually, do you know what that is? That's the heron, isn't it?
Probably.
I've just remembered the herons are really noisy around here. First one we've heard on the whole trip. The wildlife here is very good, isn't it? All we need to see now is the harbour seal and the harbour dolphin, and we'll have done. Are you nodding off, my darling?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I know.
Sailed 12 hours today.
We've sailed a very long way.
Mm.
We've seen a lot of things, man. In that case, I think we probably need to say goodnight.
Good night.
And this is the last of the Two in the Boat podcasts, I think.
Until next year.
Or some other time.
Or some other time.
Okay. Well, it's good night bite for me.
And good night for me.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.